Blog Talk Radio.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Basically, the 1% of the motorcycle community who operates outside the law.
Their total focus is on danger for the enemy. They have a policy of shoot or kill on sight if they can.
It's bullshit. Law enforcement just tries to paint this picture to the media to just cover up their bullshit, cover up their lies, and I just like to say fuck them. That's straight from Mike.
Hello, everybody.
I'm sorry. It's nighttime. Good evening. How was it?
Give us an update on what's going on over there.
Oh, well, things are actually cleared up since everything is done here with the NATO meeting, but later this year we're going to hold the Democratic Convention. So I wonder if it's going to be like 68. That'll be interesting. Now, They did have a lot of things take place, but, of course, the media didn't want to show everything. So you saw the Occupy going in regards to a shoving match. They had for 2 hours on TV. It was a shoving match back and forth, and then batons went all over back and forth, and people got hurt, you know. They said 90 people altogether were arrested. I think it was a lot more than that. They just wanted to maintain it to look like, you know, it was smaller than what it was. Because as we know, they don't want to tell us everything and they don't want to say the truth. But I did notice one thing between the state troopers being in full riot gear. And did you get a chance to see the blue helmets?
No.
The blue riot hats or helmets?
No, I remember those.
That is,
those when I was they're different now,
wait.
But no.
But they had to purchase new ones. And remember, months back we talked about this, and I said, the mayor here wants to spend $165 million on new riot gear. Well, guess what? You saw it on their heads. That's $165 mil right there.
Wow.
What'd you think? That all came from the taxpayers. Bravo. Kudos. But did you, you miss it, because it was, like, really entertaining for a minute. Of course, how they had the line, they had a demonstrator that had a makeshift fishing pole and had, like, a little tied string to it, you know. And tied at the end of that was a glazed donut as it was being waved in front of the officer. I've never seen anything like that. It was funny. But, you know, if you notice, I don't know if they had the coverage up by you like they did here. We were 2 hours solid in the watch.
No, we don't.
Off.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, we get WGN USA.
Pieces.
I just get WGN USA. I don't get
right. But anyways, it was actually pretty funny because in the 2 hours of everything, because all of a sudden they went and they put the gas masks on. They were ready to gas the whole area because the demonstrators got down as far as the east side of McCormick Place.
Uh-huh.
So, and they wanted to get them away from there since everybody was inside McCormick Place for the NATO. But I found it very interesting because, you know, innocent people that were trying to get out, they wouldn't let them through. I mean,
right.
You could tell in regards to the tactics of their stance of show of, I have a badge, this is what I'm doing, and, you know, because they were giving people an option at first. You have an option. Step out now, or whoever is remaining will be arrested. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So, The ones that wanted to get out didn't have that chance. Why? Because they got stuck into the crowd, and the police knew it. They didn't care. They showed the force, you know, and they showed it. I mean, they dragged a woman by her hair. They didn't have to drag her by her hair.
Grab her at the arm.
But don't use that excessive force like that. But cameras were going. The police had camcorders going. The news stations were out there. The demonstrators had cameras. Everybody had cameras. One of the police vans that were trying to get down Michigan Avenue, I think it was, or Randolph, actually hit a demonstrator in a wheelchair. Bravo.
Wow.
As another demonstrator zipped around the driver's side of that van and slashed the tire.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it was crazy. It was crazy watching it. They didn't break for nothing. It was 2 hours solid. But, again, they're only going to show what they want us to see because it was awful weird. Okay.
Just for the people that don't know and that are listening, Nora's on the south side of Chicago. She's giving us an update on the Occupy going along with the G8 summit over there.
Right. So the most crazy part of the NATO weekend, you know, some of the demonstrators were there. They were just fine. They just wanted to speak their mind. The most appalling thing I saw, and I don't want to mean appalling bad to the vets, bravo to the vets, because, you know, my stepdad was in Vietnam, and it took them until I was an adult before they had an actual parade here in Chicago for the Vietnam vets. It was crazy. They should have done something then when they first came back instead of calling them baby killers. They didn't understand the circumstance, go over to Vietnam and see the kids strapped, just like they are in Afghanistan and everywhere else. Hello, wake up, you know. Anyways, so the brighter parts, I will say, the brighter parts of the demonstrators were when all the retired military men and women threw their medals. They threw their medals. They didn't want a part of it.
Of course.
They were tired of it. And one actually, you know.
Why, don't you?
I was,
you know why, don't you?
Well, yeah, because it's spending. You know,
yeah.
They saw, they know. They had they interviewed a man that was the Marines, you know, and the anchor lady was, why are you doing this? And he goes, do you realize how much money is spent and not being used? And it's being stored. For what? What do we get when we come back? And I feel for them because I find it ridiculous. I cannot believe we do know. I had two cousins that served. Well, he served 25 years. You know, he lost a wife because of what he was trained to do. He got followed back, and they killed his wife. How nice is that? What compensation do you get for that?
Right.
You don't. You get medals.
Well,
you get your shoulder
guy,
reconstructed.
Ugh. Yeah, there's a guy I talked to earlier today. He might call in. He might not.
Okay.
But he's on active duty.
Right.
And he just got told that he's going to be transferred out of the Wounded Warriors Battalion because there's not enough people to staff it, and they're sending the guys back to their units, and then some of them are getting mustered out. Hello, Art.
Right.
Hello, Fran.
Hi, Art. Hi, Fran.
I'm sorry, I'm not
by a computer. Not at the moment. But, you know, like I said, in regards to getting back to the military men and women, kudos to them. Because, you know, how rude is that and how ignorant is that?
What
compensation are they going to get? Look at how they have to fight. Huh?
Look, they promised them the world and they ain't getting shit. I got promised a lot of shit when I got out and I had to fight
exactly.
for everything I got.
And how much do you have to fight for your medical? How much do you have to fight for to get through to VA on anything? How long is that waiting list? How much paperwork do you have to do before you can get in and you can get what you need? That's ridiculous. How many billions of dollars go to the military, and what do they get?
I read something the other day, people that need to go see the psychiatrist who are having suicidal thoughts and everything, it's a nine-month wait. What does that tell you?
Exactly, because I already know a retired-out military man that is on a waiting list. How ridiculous is that? How ridiculous is that? And like I said, God forbid, because my cousin, like I said, he lost his wife because of what he had to do in Bosnia, followed him back to Italy where he was stationed, and it left six of his children without a mother. What was his compensation? Oh, he got his shoulder reconstructed. Kudos, you know. Did they give him money? No. Come on. He put 25 years in, and he spit at him in the regards of walking out because the CIA wanted him, and he said, no, I'm done.
Yeah, well, like Art says, we all got promises when we joined up. Then,
exactly.
Then Congress keeps taking it away. Once it loses,
exactly.
And here during the
NATO meeting, they made sure they televised it to where the president of Afghanistan was sitting there with Obama, you know. Well, in 2014, no military personnel will be there anymore. Really?
Right.
How many years ago did they promise that?
Believe half of what you hear and half of what you see.
Exactly.
A bunch of those guys are losers that never offered their life for the country.
Exactly. Did Obama serve in the military? No, he did not. How many presidents can we go back and say which ones served and which ones didn't? And the ones that did serve, how much did they have in easy detail compared to being out on the front line? Or in Black Ops? Or in whatever else you want to call it out there that we all know? How far did they dig deep into the military? They had an easy job. Try getting out on the line. And then you determine... Huh?
I said, try getting out with anything. They're all fucked up.
Exactly. You know, my stepdad took his life because of the military.
Yeah, everybody wants to know what got you riled up today, Nora.
Oh, because I'm just in that frame. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, hey.
Because it's something that bothers me when it comes to the military. And, you know, it was a great thing when I saw these men and women tossing their medals at McCormick Place, like, they just spit on them. You know, that was a way of spitting on them. Here, take it back. For what? What? These people, these men and women are still waiting for some kind of medical benefit, some kind of whatever care that they need. They're still waiting because we know how long the paperwork is. And then you have to have your sergeant or whoever in command that you were under sign forms. It's a process, and it can take up to a year. It can take longer. So people that need something, how long do they have to wait and keep waiting?
Hey, you're going to wait for a lot of shit.
Exactly. I know a man that's 68 years old. And he just last year, through the VA, finally got hearing aids. 68 years old. He served.
Yeah. Well, there was a guy from a Korean vet up in Corona. And, no, not Corona.
Yorba I was going to say, isn't that beer?
Yorba Linda. And, he was on the elevator with his daughter and his grandkids, and she was pushing the hot, you know, the old chair. And my friends went out and got him a motorized one.
Right.
The chair he had was rented. He couldn't get a chair from the VA.
Wow. And that's why so many people donate.
Yeah.
I used to donate to the VA all the time, and they don't call me anymore. But I used to every year. Mm-hmm. I always did. Well, not every year. It was like every 6 months.
Yeah.
I donated. It was, you know, routine with me. I got to know the guy by name, you know, because I had no problem doing that for them. You know, these are men and women that serve. They, you know, somebody needs to help them. And I'd rather see help go to a vet than a drug addict. That's my opinion. drug addicts get what they want to get, and look at how long the military has to wait.
Well, today, this came out last night, but kind of goes along with you talking about Obama and his bullshit.
Right.
But a judge strikes down the NDAA rules. Obama must obey the Constitution.
Oh, yes, I read about that. How wonderful. Do you think he's going to listen to the Constitution or go by it? I don't know. Look at where we're at today. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you at the nose.
Yeah, you did.
Sorry. No, I'm just, as I said, yeah, I'm a firecracker today. I'm saying it nicely. Sorry.
In a considerable setback for a president eager to ravage the due process rights of the American people, Federal Judge Kathleen Forrest granted a preliminary injunction on Wednesday, striking down those sanctions of the National Defense Authorization Act of 2012, which set to provide Barack Obama with the power to indefinitely detain citizens without their Fifth Amendment rights. Signed very quietly into law on New Year's Eve, the controversial act has been roundly criticized as unconstitutional by groups on both the political left and right, and of greatest concern was Section 1021, which grants the United States military authority to exercise their police powers on American soil. Upon order of the president and in his sole discretion, agents of the military are empowered to detain until the end of hostilities anyone for president believes has substantially supported Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, or associated forces. George Forrest concluded in that section failed to pass the constitutional muster because its broad language could be used to quash political dissent. And just a side note, if we ever get attacked again, I want everybody to just remember that Homeland Security is watching.
Well, they did the first time around, and look at what happened. Oh, wait, that was between Homeland Security, that was between the Pentagon, that was between the heads of the military. I can't remember what they call them, but the generals, they have to, you know, inform the president what's taking place. So we had how many people watching as people were in the air and in other places and at NORAD while we were getting attacked? Way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's just for failed to pass the constitutional muster because its broad language can be used to quash political dissent. In a statement clearly directed to the lawmakers, she added, Section 1021 tries to do too much with too little. It lacks the minimum requirements of definition and center that could easily have been added or could be added to allow it to pass constitutional muster. That is, Congress failed, perhaps deliberately, to define substantial support of terrorist groups or describe those activities which might be construed as crossing the legal line. And no law may be enforced if those to whom it applies are unable to clearly understand what violation of the law entails. That's it. They don't want you to know what law you violated. They're just going to tell you you did it. Nothing could more plainly rank of corruption and lust for power of the Manchurian candidate than his involvement in crafting and then misrepresenting the final text and authority of NDAA. According to Democratic Senator Carl Levin, it was Obama himself who demanded American citizens be included under detention law and that the president have exclusive authority to invoke that status. Or invoke that statute, I'm sorry.
Right. Well, like I said, how long is he going to follow up for? Because, you know, I sat here while the coverage was taking place on TV, and I had my Facebook page up. People I went to school with, that I grew up with and stuff, they had a different look at the what was taking place downtown than me, obviously. So, you know, they're saying they're like, kudos to Chicago Police Department and a job well done, you know, because of how the protesters were. Okay, well,
in hold on a
regards,
second.
Okay.
Hey, we got a, who's the caller on Skype? You're unmuted. Who's the caller on Skype? All right, go ahead.
Anyways, so here they're giving, you know, props to, you know, the department, but then again, you know, I sat there and jumped at one of my friends, you know, and I said to him, I said, okay, hello, Constitution, where is it? Because the protesters have every right to be where they're at and not have billy clubs thrown at them that were not on a frontline issue in regards to being face-to-face from the protesters to the police.
That section 1021 in the NDAA, it gives the American citizens was in the bill that we originally approved, and the administration asked us to remove the language which says that U.S. citizens and lawful residents would not be subject to this section. That 11
right.
After the NDAA was signed into law. Yet in the signing statement, Obama wrote that he had in fact forced Congress to revise provisions that would otherwise have jeopardized the safety, security, and liberty of the American people. So rather than the Grand Inquisitor committing to prison any American citizens he chose to view as enemies, Obama claimed to be their champion and savior, protecting them from all the excesses of an overzealous Congress. He wanted to clarify that my administration will not authorize the indefinite military detention without trial of American citizens. My administration will interpret Section 1021 in a manner that ensures any detention it authorizes complies with the Constitution, the laws of war, and all other applicable law. This, of course, was an outright lie given the express meaning of the statute as Obama himself had demanded to be written. Leave it to Barack to demand he be given absolute authority over the American public, yet claiming the next moment that he will not take advantage of it.
Right.
The Department of Justice, which defended NDA before Judge Forrest, will undoubtedly appeal her ruling. It is a judicial process we as Americans must watch closely as a free exercise of the constitutional rights depends on the outcome. But there's, and here I put a couple of links in there. But
right.
Here's something you can do about it. I signed my name. If they came after me, so be it. But I put this in there. I'll put them in there again. But if the link doesn't work, just Google it.
Okay.
But yeah, Art, I'll talk about that in a minute. Art wants me to tell you about the guy who was filming a couple of clubs driving down the freeway up on the 101, and he bumped into some of them and got the shit beat out of them. Well, you shouldn't drive and try and video record people while they're riding their bikes.
Well, no, and unfortunately, you know, you're supposed to ask permission to film before.
Well, when you're.
Yeah,
no, he didn't.
No, I mean, I've seen people do that, and don't get me wrong, I've seen on YouTube where people have, you know, filmed like funerals and stuff of that nature. But they really don't want that out there. You know what I mean? If they do it, that's one thing, but they really don't want, you know, just any Joe Schmo, you know, to do that.
Yeah. I don't know. What do we do?
I don't know. Follow the rules. Know your place.
There are no rules. He's making them up as he goes along.
Well, no, I meant in regards to what Art was talking about. In regards to Obama, he doesn't follow nothing. He just does what he wants to, and we all have to bow down and, you know, take it in the ass and say, okay, here we are. Here comes the robots.
But the best part is,
next?
I didn't tell you the best part of this story. The federal judge who stuck it to Obama was nominated for a job by Obama. So you know she's dedicated left, but she broke it off and broke it off and buried on this one by making the correct ruling. Too bad she didn't hear one of the eligibility cases. Maybe she would have ruled honestly there as well.
Yeah. Well, some things we will never know. A lot of things we're never going to know because they only want us to know what we think they want us to know. So, you know, like I said, I know that more took place downtown, you know, than what they showed. The only thing is they just didn't want people to know how intense it was. Because I'm seeing the state troopers coming in full gas masks and everything else. I'm like, are you kidding me? They're going to gas these people. Because by right, they had a permit, they were able to protest, they were okay to protest, but where's the rights? Oh, yeah, that's right. I want to go to Bay Leaf. You know, come on.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to hear what, there's opinions out there. Nobody, who's for the war to begin with? Who's for the fact of somebody's daughter or son or nephew or niece or whatever the case may be, they're not going to come back. Some people only have one child.
Yeah.
And that child doesn't come back from being, you know, in the midst of Afghanistan, Iraq, wherever. Okay. So... And what's that compensation again? A flag? I'm sorry.
And?
Our condolences?
Yeah.
That doesn't bring them back, does it?
No.
Doesn't make families feel better. Even though they know that.
Yeah, let me get this. 508.
What's going on, people?
Hey, Mama. What's happening in Mass? Slash Rhode Island line.
Well, I think the rain, I'm hoping the rain is getting the hell out of here because it's going to drive me nuts. That's about it. So you guys are talking about the chaos in Chicago, huh?
Oh, it was a ball. I'm sitting here watching it. They had it for 2 hours. Of course, it was actually kind of funny because in so many sections where they were ready to get so aggressive, the police were ready to be so aggressive, all of a sudden the cameras start pixelating and stuff. It's like, you know, okay. But the Occupy, this was the best part. The Occupy, which is, you know, known for hacking systems and stuff like that wherever they go and protest, they hacked the Chicago Police Department's computer system and shut it down.
Oh, my God.
I thought it was funny.
No kidding.
Well, we had a no-fly zone to begin with, so no planes were in the air, except for military. And, you know, so it was actually funny because not only did they hit them, they also hit, you know, like... The airports, they hit so many systems when they were.
Oh my God! Now,
let me.
Let me talk. I am giving you.
So quit being an ass and let her see.
All right. I only heard the tail end about something that was passed into law or something. What were you saying? I only caught the tail end.
Oh, Obama has to abide by the Constitution.
Well, that's a given. You know, whether or not he does, that's, you know.
A female judge that he appointed ruled against him. And put an injunction in effect. So they're appealing it right now.
You know, I mean, if there's a cause to do so, then the person, the judge, whatever, is doing the right thing. I mean, she's upholding what she was appointed to do, and, you know, if there's some flaw, some technical error, then I believe that, you know, it should be brought to the table. You know,
right.
What's good for me is good for him.
Well,
you know,
it's that same. What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Mm.
Yeah.
It is true.
Mm-hmm.
And you had said that he had appointed her to her position. Is that boy? Irony there. That's bittersweet.
Yeah, she did it right. But
it's
like
kind of justice.
But like Fran says, as more and more TV and radio is owned by a few, it will get worse one day. She'll have the po-po at her door because of freedom of speech and joining into groups and others she wish. But
right.
he already made free speech a felony. If they're doing a speech or whatever, and they let people in. If the guy's having a good day, they'll let him in. If not, they have a bad day. And then if you're protesting there, you're going to get arrested for a felony.
Well, it's actually unbelievable is because, here, let's go to the freedom of speech thing. Now, when demonstrators were being arrested, they were also being asked what their political views were. Okay, they're demonstrators.
Absolutely.
Duh.
Yeah, but
okay.
just because of what was going on in Chicago, of course, I mean, that would be like, I would think, I don't know, but I would think
right. That
would be like routine protocol because you got a major political thing going on there. So I'm sure they're going to, you know, ask everybody, you know, what the deal is as to why they're there. The real problem I have with that is, you know, we're supposed to be allowed to rally, to protest, to whatever, you know, as
when?
Long as it's,
wait.
Well, this is the thing, we're supposed to be able to gather peacefully and you know, protest, talk about whatever, our rights.
Right.
And that's, you know, that's a given. That is supposed to be a given. And then you've got, you know, your freedom of speech. That's fine. But it seems like, you know, again, those are some of our rights that are going to be continued to get dwindled out as time goes by because they're going to rearrange laws, rules, and regulations to the way they see fit to any possible loophole that gets around the Constitution of the United States. They might as well just take that and tear it up because, you know, I mean, at this point, what actually exists today in full-fledged, you know, that's on that piece of paper? Because they've managed to you know, disarray it and pick it apart and this, that, and the other. And, you know, the only people that are suffering are, you know, the people, the poor, the quote-unquote, this middle class we got. I'd like to see what a middle class is.
Where is the middle class anymore? Because I think we're just all listed as poor.
Yeah.
You got
and
your rich and you got your poor.
Mm-hmm. And they're just going to, you know, continue to try to keep society ignorant from the fact, and they're going to continue to try to keep society locked up and scared and paranoid in their house, and they're going to continue to do all of that stuff until they take every last freedom away from us, and, you know, that's just the route it's going.
Right.
Well, if you bend over once, you're going to bend over twice.
Well, some people like to bend over, so we have to let them be. Yeah. No, I'm saying in regards to some people like it, you know, to the point of, okay, whatever you're going to do, I'm bent over, stick it to me now. Instead of saying, they're saying, hey, wait a minute, you know, this is my thought. Do I have a thought? Do I have a view? Do I have an opinion?
Of course
does
you
it
do,
exist?
But do they want society to know what you think or
no,
what your feelings are or any
then you
all
become
of the
a
above?
Terrorist. Yeah.
Mm.
If you have an opinion, if you have a thought, if you have a view, you're a terrorist. Remember,
no,
we talked
you have
about
more
this
than
how many times. If you over put food in your house, you're a terrorist.
If you have waterproof ammunition, you're a terrorist.
Exactly.
Good God.
So, you know, for the ones that want to bend over, let them stay bent over.
What they don't realize is that, you know...
Cookies aren't on their side. They're on our side. We had the cookies.
No, but the thing is that what they don't realize is that they'd get more out of society if they gave us our rights, our freedoms, our liberties, you know, wars that have been fought, you know, afar and here on this soil, you know, all for this country. And they would get a better functioning society, et cetera, you know, if they let us be free. And, you know, they're never going to do that, ever,
right.
never.
Well, if you remember, each war we've been in, okay, or we were dragged into, okay, that's supposed to give us more freedom. If you remember, throughout history, history repeats itself, okay, as we know this. So for each war we've had, it was supposed to give us more freedoms and more liberties. And it was doing that for God knows how long, okay? And then all of a sudden, bam, we didn't even see it coming. We didn't know it was there. And guess what? It's not there anymore.
No, now you're taking one for the team. Hang on a second. I got to do something, so I'm going to play this song. I want you guys to listen to this song. This is one of my favorite songs by Johnny Cash.
Can we sing along?
I'll mute you.
Oh, my God, this is my dad's favorite song.
We're
unmuted. Thank you for acting like everybody else. I'm wanting to mute people. Hello.
Excuse me?
We got muted because Stacy and I said the same line. You can't help it. It's a Johnny Cash song.
Well, if you bend over once, you're going to bend over.
Yeah, and bring it, buddy. I dare you.
I felt like I was following the little bouncing ball, man. I was like,
no, you know what? We were just faint because, oh, yes, there comes that thing of freedom. Yeah, where is it? We don't even have it on the Phil show. Okay, next. Who's going to bend over this time and get spanked?
That's it.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
and I can't believe the women, we get spanked as the men sit there, and they get to hear this wonderful song by Johnny Cash, you know, we get spanked. Yeah. If
I
had
that
mute button, I'd mute you.
I grew up with that stuff. Every Sunday, my father would be working in the basement, and that's what would be bellowing through the house. He'd have his
Well, yeah. Like I said, we know the song. And you can't help but to say it.
Yeah.
Stacy, I'm you sure it wasn't this one? Sure wasn't that one?
Yeah, a couple of those too, but he was more like the twang of country. So I grew up listening to Johnny Cash, Tammy Wynette, I think that's her name. And I had to be put through Hee Haw every Sunday night at 7.
I remember Hee Haw.
That's what we need to do, Phil. That's what we need to do. Put you in front of the fence and crack. And somehow I could just visualize you in that farmer outfit singing that song. Where are you tonight?
Yeah. we'll call him Farmer Ted.
Guy Billy sent me this. He said, the day before his biker leaves for Vegas, his neighbor gives him $100 to do what you can for me. He says, when the two see each other over a week later, the neighbor asks, how'd we do? The biker says, you did great. You got laid.
Oh, there you go. Boy, we're off to a good show tonight. We get muted. We get our constitutional rights taken away on the Phil show.
There you go.
Because we're female.
Now, this is Art wanted me to read this, and I pulled it up. That's what I did.
Yeah, I know. That's that story.
California. Police motorcyclist videotaping driver on Highway 101. Driver who lost control of his Toyota Prius while shooting a cell phone video of a motorcycle rider on Highway 101 on Sunday in Belmont was beaten and threatened after he slammed into them, injuring two riders. According to the California Highway Patrol, Officer Art Montiel, the collision happened around 8:08 a.m. near the Ralston Avenue exit as the driver and motorcyclist headed north. The driver, who remains unidentified, swerved into the center divider while recording and then hit one rider. The car then bounced back across two lanes and hit another. After the crash, so many angry riders hit the Prius driver in the head and threatened him with a knife. Montiel said, no riders were arrested and the assault is still under investigation. Prius driver was cited on suspicion of driving while distracted but not arrested. Both bikers and a videotaping motorist were taken to a hospital with minor injuries. Montiel said all three are expected Sunday. Some of the bikers at the scene were from a number one club. Montiel said the injured riders, however, were members of a different club, and then the name was not immediately available. He said it was not clear why the driver was taking a cell phone video. He did not have any other further details about people involved in the collision. So if anyone saw this happen, they would like you to call him.
How old was the person that was driving the car? Did they
19.
Say?
19.
Oh
yeah,
my God.
He's a kid.
Yeah, but there's no excuse when you know the first rules on the road, you know, that are taught to you is when you get behind the wheel, your actions
focus
are
focus on the road. Yeah.
You know, your own
and you have to respect them because we know the rules. We know our place. He's a kid. Has no idea. I'm sorry.
All right, here. Some of the riders were part of the number one club. They were not among the injured. adding that the other motorcycle club, the original Kings, was traveling with the group. He tried to record the 20 of them traveling in two lanes over in the fast lane. He didn't notice the traffic slowed and swerved to avoid hitting the vehicles ahead of him. But in doing so, he struck, bounced off the center rider, hit another motorcyclist. So as the crash was developing, while the driver was recording the video, bikers remained unclear. Well, I'm going to tell you this. Unless you have permission to videotape anybody and they catch you, you're going to get your lumps.
Amen.
Well, again,
amen to that.
He didn't know his place. You know, we know ours.
You know, it's with everything. Everyone. I mean, movie stars, bikers, politicians, the police, the fire department, Dunkin' Donuts, you know, Starbucks. It's everywhere. It's people are filming people, taking pictures of people, a total invasion of, like, one's own personal privacy. It's one thing if they came up to you and said, hey, can I, like, you know, film this? Can I snap a few pictures? Whatever. But to just do this stuff.
Do
and
it
you're
at
talking,
random.
Yeah, you're talking about going down, you know, a road and this guy bounces off the barrier, you know, not hitting one biker, but two, causing an accident. And, you know, personally, I think there ought to be some major consequences, but something tells me he's going to get away with some probation, a fine, and a slap on the hand.
Right.
Yeah, but the best part of this was he was asked if he could identify him. Everybody was wearing helmets, so I guess we all look alike with helmets on.
Well, yeah, see here, you know, there's no helmet law, so, you know, somebody would be able to say, well, this is what this person looked like. You know, but still, I mean, the point being, if somebody was going to do that, pull it off the road, sit on the shoulder, you know, don't sit there and drive behind the wheel. I'm sure you have it there, like here, we have where you cannot be on your phone unless if you have an earpiece in or it's connected to your radio, you know, you're not allowed to text as you're driving, hello. It's called pay attention to the road.
Yeah.
Where is this kid's phone, by chance? Whose hands is it in with this filmed footage?
CHP.
You know, I can't.
Freedom of speech is not singing, Art says.
Well, okay, Art, you got me on that one. But, you know, other people can sing. Why can't we? That's because we have boobs. If we didn't have boobs, we'd be able to sing.
Oh, here you go.
Have to be the female versus male thing, yeah. Who has the power to stop that? You do. You have that power. You stop Stacy and I. So you...
Oh, no, don't drag me into this mess.
No, because you were right on
you,
the same line.
You and full battle. I'm just sitting on the sidelines. I put in my 2 cents where I see it's needed. That's about it.
Yeah, I agree with Fran. You know, she's got boobs, but they get in the way, too. So, you know, maybe what we need to do is just tape them down and, you know, man up. And, yeah, we did something wrong. We just sang one little bit of a line, and we got muted. We wouldn't mute you. Yeah, we may suck, but, you know, hey, at least we remembered the line.
Some cheese to go with that wine or what?
What?
You want some cheese to go with that wine or what?
I'd like a nice bottle of Moscato d'Asti. Thank you very much.
Okay, how about a bottle of VO?
No, I just want some Moscato d'Asti. That is some good stuff.
Okay, getting back.
Hey, so Stacy, what was that? Is that you, mister? What was that about?
A what?
When you saw that picture, you said, is that you, mister? What was that about?
Oh, I was, you know, is that you, mister? You know, meaning, is that you? I wasn't sure because I couldn't tell. Your face had, like, sunglasses and helmet and everything else. So I was like, is that him? You know, so I asked.
That was before I closed the visor, yeah, but that was me. Your first clue should have been that 3-pound hammer on top of my saddlebag.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, huh? Well, the fact that, you know, you don't smile in any of your pictures, but...
No,
okay.
He doesn't know how.
I wear a full-face helmet with a dark shield. You can't see me.
Yeah, huh? He's probably got 50 million shit-eating grins going on underneath the mask.
No, he only smiles away from the camera, I'm sure. Some people
are
like
watching?
That. What?
What are you guys standing around when I take pictures or what?
No. It's just an observance. You don't smile in your pictures.
I never smile.
Well, you don't know what
you're
missing, man.
You laugh a lot, so you have to smile when you laugh, duh.
Well, you know, I'd rather be known in life as an honest sinner than a lying hypocrite.
Ooh.
Ah.
Ooh, wise words. Wise words.
We're kind of gonna toss the balls around, are we? Hey, you asked for it.
Oh,
we're
no,
clanking.
I'm staying out. I'm staying out of this one. I just
again.
Gotta sit back and listen.
So,
like,
what's been going on? What?
It's just like Fran says, if you want to see me smile, you have to ask Big Brother to turn his camera off. You have to ask Big Brother so you can get the cameras turned off.
Oh, yeah. I see camera flashes all night long. They're right at the corner of the block.
So, Phil, how was that? Didn't you go on a run? When was it? From last Thursday to this Tuesday? Wasn't it over the weekend?
Yeah.
How did that go?
Everything was good. Everybody got what. I ended up with a pair of new springs for the front end of my bike.
Oh, that's cool.
Now, how did you manage that? You must have smiled, huh?
He won the booby prize.
Actually, they were asked of me to test them out and. Let all my friends know to have shops on how they work.
Ah.
I got them in the mail.
And how do they work?
I don't know. I haven't put them in yet.
Oh, well, what are you waiting for? Sheesh.
He's waiting for next run.
I'm waiting for the next service because I just serviced the front end because they didn't come in the mail like they were supposed to.
Oh.
So when I saw this person the other day, they mailed them. I got them.
Now, how did you get dibs of being in that video?
Huh?
Oh, that was wicked, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I enjoyed that.
That was all right.
Yeah.
What's that?
The video you
posted on mine and Stacy's wall.
Well, that, the guy behind me was my boss, Henry.
Huh?
Him and his wife. But, no, that lady, she was robbed at her house and her kid was beaten up and,
Oh my God!
She used to work at a bank, and they kidnapped her and the kid, and then let her go to go get the money, and come back, and they'd give her the kid, and it was part of her life story. That was like the preview. So that movie's on Lifetime every once in a while. You have to go look at that link to see what it's called. I forget what it's called right off the top of my head.
Wow. Wow, kidding.
Yeah, I get stuff like that. Sometimes it's nice to be me.
Yes, we know. It's nice to be Phil.
Yeah, I'm waiting for my friend. My friend Andy just came back from Australia. He was over there working. He played the president on Sons of Anarchy from the Irish chapter.
Oh, no kidding. Cool.
Yeah. He just got back the other day and He didn't get in town soon enough to go on that run with us, so we're going to take him probably this weekend or next weekend. We're going to hang out.
Right.
Sounds like a plan.
What's going on over there on the East Coast besides the rain?
Oh, God. The rain. We got this cat in Providence, right? He's, I can't think of his name off the top of my head, but he's, like, causing a lot of news to happen. I guess he was looking at a life sentence for something he had done, but he took it to the, I don't know if it's the higher judges, what is that, Supreme Court or something like that? I'm not sure. He wants the death sentence. So he's looking to be, like, federally prosecuted. And people in Rhode Island, especially the wonderful governor, is in a little bit of an uproar over it because Rhode Island doesn't have the death penalty. So, you know, I need to, like, get down names, et cetera. But that's pretty much what's going on over here, you know. Red Sox stink. That's about it.
Yeah, it's getting worse.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I just got one for Back to the Land for the Occupy movement. They were out off the coast.
Yeah.
Chasing down some Navy ships, and now they're coming back on the shore.
Right.
Yeah. For all those Yankee fans, they won.
Yeah. I'm just a Patriots fan. I'm all about the football. You know, I watch a little hockey, but the rest of it, bleh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I like my football.
So do I.
Gives me justification.
I like the tight ends.
I like all the ends. I like all the ends. Every view of an end is nice.
What happened to that picture I sent you and then you wrote back, it's on. I haven't received anything.
Which picture?
You guys
is
have
that?
A personal issue taking place.
Wait a
virtually.
Minute. Is that the one with the lady with the tits?
No,
oh,
no.
Sorry.
No, it was the one, my eyes, when you saw the men and thongs on my wall. No, just kidding.
Oh, my God, that was horrible.
No, some men look good in those. And when they have the, what is that? Oh, that pink flamingo thing going on.
Oh, hell no. Oh, and here comes the rain. Thanks a lot, Phil. Raining again.
It's still 79 and sunny right now, and I'm watching the sun go down over the mountains outside my door.
It's good to be Phil, huh?
With the,
I'm sitting outside in my little car, listening to the rain hit the roof, talking to you guys by cell and smoking my cigarette. That's about it. Because I normally am outside on my back porch, but I can't do that right now in the rain.
Yeah. Well, Brent says, I want to be a star too, but I'm too old, too fat, and on a Honda.
Fred rocks. Oh, man, she's awesome.
Yeah, she does.
For all those in California that are listening, Assembly Bill 1535, Haldeman and the HOV signs will be heard in Assembly Appropriations Committee on Friday, May 25th. In 4202, upon adjournment of the floor session, AB 1047, Jeffrey's Roadside, that's the one that stopped motorcycle-only checkpoints, will be heard, as well as Assembly Bill 1890, transponders, which is the one they can put in your car without you knowing it, and track you.
Wow. Way to go.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Everybody
can
be tracked.
I wouldn't be surprised if they've already got devices in cars.
Well, they are.
No,
you,
they've
you know
had them. There are certain places in your wheel, in your trunk, and, I forgot the other places.
No, let me explain to you something.
Okay.
When you sit down in your car, right under the seat or behind the back seat on the left side is a black box. So if you get in a high speed crash and you say, no, I wasn't speeding, the brakes failed, they will read that box and call you a liar.
Right.
Everything.
Oh yeah.
Where you're at. It records your driving habits, everything.
Oh, and OnStar, they actually had, this actually was a true event that took place. There was a couple driving in the South, okay? They were getting in, like, a little bit of a heated of a argument. OnStar came in and asked if everything was okay. The lady said yes. They said, pull over right now. They knew her blood pressure rate and everything else. They had an ambulance waiting.
Yep.
And if she didn't pull it over off the next ramp, they would have shut her car off.
They would have buried her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They looked at their little spat as domestic.
Yep.
How did they even know that it was going on? Did somebody?
Because I'm going to tell you how, okay? Just because you think you turned your phone off, it's not off. There's two batteries in your phone. You have
right.
to take
and
out
plus
both.
Plus, with OnStar being in placed in your vehicle, it also gives like a microphone and stuff because it has to talk to you. If you're having a problem, they need to speak to you. Are you okay? What help do
yeah,
you
but,
need?
But did they just come on sporadically, or did someone in that vehicle hit the button for service? Because then you need to question how much more.
No, they listen all the time. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You're monitored all the time. Anybody
yeah.
that has that shit in their car is monitored all the time.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but it's the truth, you know. And that's what's so sad because, you know, and you see people all the time. They're rolling up in brand new cars. Yeah, check this out. And it's like, you moron. You know, people always used to ask me, why do you like the older cars? Well, for one, they're easier to work on than what the brand new ones are, okay? For two, the older cars don't have GPS established into the vehicles like brand new ones do. Unless if for some reason you're somebody in whatever purpose, you know, and somebody goes and slaps a thing underneath the frame of your car so they can track you that way, you know, no matter where you're going.
What are you going to do when they tell you that you got to get the chip?
I don't know. I don't have a car. So I guess I don't have to worry about it now, do I?
No.
Most cars do have the chip.
You didn't get it. What are you going to do when they tell you you got to get the chip?
Oh, you yeah. mean the chip that they put inside of human beings? Or the chip for something else?
Oh, the chip.
Yeah, what chip?
It's in the health bill. What's going
to
happen?
I don't
is,
have to worry about that because my doctor doesn't deal with that.
No. Listen. Everybody
okay.
who signs up for insurance is going to get that chip and they are going to tell you it's going to have all your medical information on it so they can download it if something happens to you if you're incapacitated.
Okay. So, if you refuse it, what takes place? You get arrested?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
That's a violation of your rights. That's a violation of your body. That's almost just like being Jewish and you have to have your somewhere on your body tattooed a freaking number.
What? Got a message
from
Russ.
That's not cool at all.
I just got a message from Rusty that Attica 7 is online.
Is
oh,
what
cool.
is?
Attica 7. Rusty, it's a band
they're
out of
on,
LA.
They're on with
oh,
us
yeah,
right
I
now.
Know who they are. I wish they'd come to the East Coast.
I have his pants.
That you do.
Yes, I do. I have two pairs left. You want me to mail you a pair?
No.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Okay. He's online with us right now.
Who is?
No.
Etika 7.
They're
what?
Online. They're online. They went live. They're online.
Oh.
You can talk online. You have to type in Etika.com.
Well, the way my system's running. Somebody seems to keep infecting me.
The cops have a device too that they can point at your car and it'll stop the car.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like with OnStar. When they want to listen, they will, because they can.
And when they want to shut you down, they can stop your vehicle.
Yep.
That's ridiculous.
Bring you down to a speed to where you come to a complete stop. Oh, let me rephrase it. Well, we can't talk to Etika 7 and Phil at the same time. Huh?
Who's running around?
I am.
Nobody's running around.
I'm going to sit down right now. Came from the outside to the inside.
Okay.
Okay, I'm sitting down now.
Okay. We're all sitting down like children. Okay, teacher, let's do our homework. I bet he likes being called a teacher, too.
Who?
Phil. You're the student. We need supervision. Oh, damn. Did you see what he put on my wall? The donkey.
Oh, yeah. I got one of those, too.
Yeah. Did you read down what was written?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Thank you so much.
For sharing or just being a big fan.
I know where I rank on your pedestal there, Phil.
Friends. What would you do without friends?
Yeah, especially friends that send you pictures of donkeys.
Yeah, so he's calling us an ass. Instead of trying to get some ass, he's calling us an ass.
Mm-mm-mm.
We have to read between the lines.
That's like one of my favorite words over here, man. I constantly walking around telling people, what are you, damn Jackie? What's the matter with you? And they look at, I've had people say, well, what's a Jackie? What do you mean? What? That's a Jackie.
I called the guy a Jagoff the other day. He didn't know what it meant.
Oh.
Oh,
goodness.
You know what's good is for, you know, when you sit there and tell somebody you'll see him next Tuesday. And they have no idea what you just called them.
Mm-mm-mm.
Sorry. I just tossed it out there.
So, you know, have you heard from your fire department, dude? Anything more on that?
Oh, yeah. What happened with Bernie?
Nothing
yet. Do you know anything yet? Okay.
Nothing yet. That was very interesting.
Yeah, he might show up.
Tonight?
No, Thursday.
Oh, then we'll
where
get to talk to Bernie. How
is
Bill
Fran?
Doing? What? Fran is here.
I don't hear her.
Well, no,
no.
She's not on the phone. She's in the chat.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
She's here.
I'm not
say
in front
hi
of my
since
computer.
You're not in the chat. Say hi to
Oh,
Fran.
Hello, Fran.
Now, is Bill going to be with us Thursday, or you don't know yet? Wow. Wake up. Earth calling retard. Hello?
I said yes, he'll be here on Thursday.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
Well,
all I heard was silence.
Because you were talking, you heard yourself.
Sorry.
why I sit quiet until my input is needed. I need like a couple of different horns over here, some chimes, and I can just go wah. Give me some sound effects.
Here, I haven't used my little device yet. Here.
Oh my God.
That's so impressive. Where do
is
you
that
get
one
them?
Of them? Is that one of them little boxes that say all different things?
Oh, it's a little boxing glove you flick with your finger.
Oh, okay. Because my English teacher had a little, I don't know, it was like a noise box, and she'd be going over poetry, and she'd hit a different sound on that box, and it was like, what the hell? You'd hear dings and chimes and all different kinds of things.
That's cool, but I'm sure it could be annoying.
Yeah. Hey, I'm gonna take a break real quick. This is since it's almost summertime, I'll play this one by Mike P.
Yeah, yeah, Mike P the big homie. Summertime in the valley, homie. Yeah, come on.
C-A-L-L-E-Y, we say G'd up and fly all the time. Yeah, summertime in the SFV, something for my 818 homie. C-A-L-L-E-Y, we say G'd up and fly all the time. Yeah, summertime in the SFV, something for my 818 homie. It's summertime in the valley, baby. It's summertime in the valley, it's summertime in the valley, baby. It's summertime in the valley. Twist the bottle open, homie, throw away the cap. Cause where we going, man, we don't need that. All we need is a 30 pack, a pack of Jimmy Straps, pack of hood rats, and a pad to kick it at. I think I'm called Swim, see what's up with him. If I can throw some hoes in the pool again. When it comes to having fun, I'm a motherfucking addict. Once again, I'm back at it, baby mama, too dramatic. And goddamn it, it's about that time. Then drink up the vodka, beer, and wine. Not even Friday night drunk for the 10th time. So what the fuck, I guess I'll bust another rhyme. Hey, all I wanna do is drink beer and screw, hang on the avenue and go home with you when the party ends. Mike P back again, representing. C-A-L-L-E-Y, we say G'd up and fly all the time. Yeah, summertime in the SFV, something for my 818 homie. C-A-L-L-E-Y, we say G'd up and fly all the time. Yeah, summertime in the SFV, something for my 818 homie. Mine's Mike P, and it's likely that you just might be my new right team. I'm just playing. Tell me, baby girl, hey, are you leaving or staying? There's a food party going on, I'm all jumping. Kick back for a second, bring a couple of friends. I don't know the type of Chris that you been in, but my backyard look like a fucking Caribbean. Waterfalls, waterfalls, let's slip, let's fly. Jump in the pool, act a fool. I'm way too cool, call me GQ Smooth. It's a player's holiday, so it's time to celebrate.
Goes out to everybody cruising Lower Canyon, homie, in 1999, 2000. Yeah, this one's for you, straight up.
In the town of 818 of the L.A. counties, there's a place that we roll in the San Fernando Valley. A little boulevard is called Lower Canyon, where all the chicken heads go when it's time for land. Hit the street looking clean, rolling these up in a Cadillac. Rubber too short like a big motherfucking mat. Take a sip of yak just to get right. Holla at some hoes at the next red light. From Fox Avenue all the way to Brand. Turn around and come back to the three-wheel stand. Watch it jump, hydraulic in the trunk. Turn my bass up and watch a 12-inch bump. Can't fuck with my ride, homie, don't try. Just fucking with my senses like a suicide. Back to them hoes, little lady, what's your name? She rolled away hard in a blue Ford Range. She said, what's your name? I said, I'm Mike P. The lady of the night is what you might be. She said, I heard of you, you a player, right? Don't get mad at me, girl, cause I keep my game too. the turn. Not even 8 o'clock, only got 6 numbers. I can tell right now it's gonna be a great summer. C-A-L-L-E-Y, we say G'd up and fly all the time, yeah. Summertime in the SFV, something for my 818 home.
There you go. Got it.
Okay.
Cool. So we got no socks. Are we commando?
Yeah, we're commando every day. Get used to it. It's the only place we can talk in our underwear, and that's acceptable.
What? Wait a minute. What? You're still having a potty, and I don't know about it. What's going on now?
No, that's done from the other night on my wall. But we're always teasing about commando night anyways, which is actually Thursday night because Bill likes it when we say commando.
So what else is going on out in California, folks?
Nothing right now except, well, hang on. I had it. I was looking at something else. But, dealing with aircraft issuing speeding tickets.
Huh?
I like that. Huh?
Like helicopters or airplanes?
Both. Here, a coworker who I ride with on occasion related to the story where he was driving on the interstate at 4 a.m. at about 70 miles an hour. At least that's what the aircraft clocked in at. In the dark, I want to know how they did it. On a side note, if the police have the money to enforce speeding tickets using airplanes and they have too much money and time, they should be downsized. Now, most people would have just paid the ticket and moved on with their lives, but I know this guy. I know I might have, but I wouldn't. I'd fight it. My coworker, however, decided to contest the ticket and went to court. This is where things got interesting. In the courtroom, a police officer showed up with the pictures. My coworker didn't contest the pictures, but he did ask the judges if the pilot of the aircraft was present. The judge didn't note that the police officer in the courtroom was not the one in the aircraft who snapped the picture. My coworker then stated that the police officer's testimony was hearsay. The judge, knowing what the police department had screwed up, asked my coworker if he wanted to come in at a later date when the police can have the pilot in the courthouse. My coworker then stated that he complied with the law and he'd like the charges dismissed. Surprisingly, I couldn't believe this judge did this. He complied with the request. The officer in the courtroom then proceeded to follow my coworker all the way home in hopes he would screw up along the way and get busted. Unfortunately for my coworker, he was not a stupid man.
Wow.
But yeah, if they don't, it's just like a red light ticket. It's taken by a camera. You have the right to face your accuser in this country.
Wow.
If you can't, you get it dismissed on the grounds that it's hearsay. In L.A. County, they stopped giving out red light tickets.
They haven't
wow.
done that here. You get them here. They're $100 fine if you don't pay it within a certain time frame. That's $200 fine.
They some of the areas have cameras up on the street lights, but they're just now kind of going full force with that stuff pretty much around this coastal area where I'm from. You know, it's been, there's been controversy over it, you know, but it's just now starting to, I guess, reach its height of glory. But I remember when I was living down in South Bend, Indiana, and right down on Michigan Street, they had begun putting up cameras on top of the light fixtures. And I was like totally dumbfounded with that because I lived there a while ago and I couldn't believe it. I was like, what the hell are they doing? And now it's just pretty much, you know, going to happen everywhere, whether you want it to or not.
Right.
Once again, we have no say. Well, we can say what we want to say, but it just
yeah,
doesn't
but see,
matter.
Then, but the red lights is another form of surveillance.
Oh, of course. Of course.
We know this.
You know, like right now, there used to be guys that were on light duty, and they look at the pictures and then make a determination. If you were three-quarters of the way through, but because California needs so much money, being $16 billion in debt, they're giving them the opportunity to do what they want.
Well, I'll tell you this much. Every time I pass one of them, I don't know, it's like a white box with a camera in it, and it records your speed, and it tells you, you know, this is the speed limit, you should be doing this speed limit, whatever. I flip it off as I go by, and it's every single one of them. You know, it's like, well, if you're going to look at me going by, you can look at this. Here's to you, and for all you do.
Well, it's just like my middle finger's making all my decisions today.
I have days like that 7 days a week.
Exactly. You know, it's like right now Congress is standing against the public majority because what they did was they voted against. Okay, Obama says we're going to be out of Afghanistan, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, in 2014.
Well, I don't mean to interrupt you there, Dr. Phil, but...
Go ahead.
I have a daughter who's military, and I talked to her about that. I'm like, you know, I said, what's the deal with this? You know, Obama says the troops coming out, blah, 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 blah. And she said, yeah. She said, they're coming home. She said, all the ones that aren't like, you know, the people who drive your tanks, the people who are on the ground shooting guns. She said, the people who are able to blow up shit. She said, those people are staying there. She said, everybody else, you know, the ones that got you the blanket and the water and the hospitals and this and that and the other. She says, yeah, they're all coming home. But she said, not for a long time. You know, the men and women who are hardcore down in the heat of it all, they're going to be there for a while.
They're going to be there for a while.
Yep. It's a ploy to make the public think, okay, hey, our troops are coming home. This is all good. But they need to pay attention to that. I mean, Christ, you know, I asked my daughter because I was like, I'm not understanding all these, you know, we're going to send the troops home, et cetera. So, you know, I got on the phone with her and I asked her, I'm like, you know, what's the deal with this? And that's when she told me, she said, the last to come home, she said, will be the men who should have come home first.
Yep.
So, you know, and I mean, I'm going to take her word before any newspaper or anything else, you know.
No, I could have told you that. It hasn't changed.
No, it's sad because they're leading the common public to think one thing and, you know, sis boom bah, and they need to, like, see between the lines because they're not going to tell you, you know, on the 6 o'clock news or the 2020 special or the 60 Minutes interview that, you know, the people who are fighting this war with their blood, sweat, tears, and lives, you know, they're the ones that are going to still stay there. And all the people behind the scenes will come home. You know, it's just, it's crap.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, it's like, can the red light cameras go to the union for better pay, Fran says.
What did she say? All I heard was better pay.
She said, can the red light cameras go to the union for better pay?
Oh, I don't know about that one.
Unbelievable.
Well, it's like she said she's going back in time. In the 90s, there was a person... We got a speeding ticket for speeding on the Merritt Parkway in Connecticut. The cameras got stopped fast because the ticket was sent to the owner of the car that was The owner of the car, oh, that was the wife of the woman in the car. It wasn't her.
Oh, boy.
With another woman in his car and sent a picture to his house, and then the cameras got stopped real quick, she said.
That's like I've seen these videos of these, you know, like America's Dumbest Videos, you know, a stupid show like that. But kids don't buy those pre-recorded, you know, it does your speed, whether you get a ticket or not. And they're like hanging out of the car, doing all kinds of crazy stuff.
Where is this at?
I've seen it on one of those stupid, you know, America's Dumbest Criminals or America's Stupidest Videos. It was something like that. And, you know, they're breaking the speed limit on purpose and doing all kinds of crazy stuff hanging out of their car to go into court to battle, you know, that it didn't record the right speed. But, yeah,
right.
I would, if you could probably go on YouTube, Phil, and look up some crazy footage like that, because I've seen it, and it's like, what are these kids thinking?
Yeah, there's all kinds of crazy shit going on. Like Saturday at 11 o'clock, I'll be at Sweetwater Harley-Davidson in Chula Vista for the free bikini bike wash and the barbecue.
Oh, there you go, right up your alley.
Yeah.
I would imagine you'll be doing a lot of smiling that day, Phil. Try to get a picture, huh?
Yeah, maybe he'll smile because there will be women in bikinis.
Are they going to be washing your bike? You going to get your bike washed?
Sure. Because that happens to be the only Harley Davidson dealer in Southern California that is owned by two women.
Really?
Nice.
That's awesome. But their stock went down.
Excuse me?
Harley-Davidson's stock went down.
Why is that?
Because the way the stock market is falling right now in regards to...
I don't know. They're doing pretty good in India right now.
That's India. I'm talking about here in the States.
It's all tied together.
No, because if that was the case, then you would have paid more attention and heard about how bad the economy is in Greece and everything else, and in Europe. So what is affecting Europe is going to be affecting us.
You sure about that?
Yeah, I saw it on the news.
Well, okay, you saw it on the news. You believe everything you see on the news?
No, but I do believe about that because I talk to people in Greece, and I talk to people in Germany, and I talk to people all over. So,
Okay,
you
enlighten me.
Have to get them to call them or call in and say hello or Skype in, because unfortunately, not everybody's country is going through an easy situation. Now they got bombings and everything else, cocktail attacks that are taking place in Greece. Are you aware of that?
Yeah.
They also have, okay. So then you understand their economy is beyond what ours is at.
The world is
and
fucked.
When people have to pay for the police to do their job, private citizens, that's pretty sad.
The whole world is fucked.
Exactly. So if you don't pay attention and don't ask questions when you're talking with people in different countries, then I guess you wouldn't know, now would you?
They call that if you bend over once, you're going to bend over twice.
I know. You and that bending over. You know what? I dare you, dumb. I'm not even going to say it. But what you said to me earlier, you seem to have balls enough to do it, then you flip out your balls.
Because I'll
show you mine. I'm
practicing my Fifth Amendment.
Exactly. See, like right now, okay, Congress voted, okay? Congress standing against the public majority votes for more war in Afghanistan, okay? The amendment to end combat operations and withdrawal of troops fails with bipartisan support in the U.S. House. By a vote of 303-113, the U.S. House of Representatives rejected an amendment by California's Barbara Lee out of Oakland.
Right.
On Thursday, that would have swiftly ended combat operations in Afghanistan by limiting funds only to the safe and orderly withdrawal of U.S. troops and military contractors from Afghanistan. Okay? This is what she had to say. Check this out.
First, let me just say this. It is just downright outrageous that the McGovern-Jones Amendment was ruled out of order by the Rules Committee, denying this House the opportunity to debate and vote on their amendment. Secondly, we really do need a clear and two-day, at least, debate, not 20 minutes, on this critical issue of Afghanistan. So for the life of me, you know, 20 minutes is not long enough, and I don't quite understand why, in fact, the McGovern-Jones Amendment was not given the full amount of time, because the American people deserve to hear both sides of this issue from a variety of policy perspectives. My amendment today would put a responsible end to combat operation in Afghanistan by limiting the funding to the safe and orderly withdrawal of U.S. troops and military contractors. I have to thank the co-sponsors of this bipartisan amendment, Representatives Jones and Conyers, Paul, Woolsey, Welch, Nadler, and Hastings, and all of our colleagues who have worked on this issue throughout the years to responsibly end the war in Afghanistan. I have offered this amendment in the past, and it has been a bipartisan amendment. It's clear that the American people have been far ahead of Congress in supporting an end to the war in Afghanistan. My amendment allows Congress the opportunity to stand squarely with the war-weary American people who want to bring our troops home. The call has been growing across this land to bring this war to an end. It's time now for the Congress to answer the call here today. The reality is that there is no military solution to the war in Afghanistan. Our brave troops have done everything that was asked of them and more. As the daughter of a military veteran, I also know firsthand the sacrifices and the commitment involved with defending our nation. But the truth is that they have been put in an impossible situation. There's no military solution, and it's past time to end the war and to bring the troops home. Over a decade now, over $500 billion spent in direct costs, and mind you, not a penny of it paid for. Instead, we should have been investing in jobs and our economy here at home and a smarter national security strategy. It is time to say enough is enough. With almost 2,000 United States troops killed in Afghanistan and many tens of thousands with injuries both hidden and visible, we must recognize that the boots-on-the-ground strategy in Afghanistan must end. It's critical to our economy and the future of this country that we support counterproductive military presence in Afghanistan. The American people have made it clear that the war is no longer fighting, not for another year, not for another 2 years, and surely not for another 12 years. Today, Congress should stand with 7 out of 10 Americans who oppose the war in Afghanistan. After 11 long years, it is time to bring our troops home. We can do that responsibly by voting yes on the Lee Amendment today. I reserve.
Yeah.
I was going to say, are we muted?
No.
I don't know. It sounded like it for a minute.
I know.
Yeah, no, she was done. She was done. But, yeah, I mean, what do we do?
They're not going to do anything. They're going to continue to do what they want to do, and that's it. It doesn't matter how many people, you know, ask the higher-ups to bring these troops home. They're going to do what they want to do, and that's it.
Yeah. You know, veterans right now, when they get out, you know what their unemployment rate is right now?
Oh, yeah, it's through the roof. And that's some of my concerns.
3%.
Yep. That is some of my biggest concerns. We can't even give jobs to the people who are here in this country, let alone... you know, military personnel coming home that need to work. Regardless, a few of them will land up with
IT jobs maybe or different things like that, depending on what type of skills they learned in the military. But the majority of them are going to feel what we're all feeling. And, again, we've got more people coming home into the midst of all this. And some of them, you know, they're going to need some help with, like, post-traumatic stress and stuff and not being able to find a job and provide for your family, you know. That just adds to everything, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and it's sad, too, because the way the economy is, with the jobs being as scarce as they are, so even people that don't want to work, meaning like seniors, you know, they're getting, if you notice, there's at times, you know, there's people working at McDonald's or whatever, and they're not leaving because they got to have some extra to their income, you know, of being on fixed incomes.
They call them greeters at Walmart. Hold on a second. 403.
Hey, good evening, Phil.
What's up, man?
Not too much, brother. Man, I missed you guys. How you doing, Nora?
Not too bad. How are you?
Good, good. Yeah, radiation therapy's kicking my ass a little bit, but I'm all right. Things are good. Yeah.
In Riel, we have Stacy's on the line from just outside in Massachusetts, rather.
Yeah, I heard her voice in the background. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Fantastic. Well, fantastic. Two notes. I got to back up Nora on the economy when it comes to Harley-Davidson's because they shut down a Harley-Davidson plant in Ottawa 3.5 months ago, and they're really taking down a lot of employees at Southern's Calgary Harley-Davidson. And it depends on where you're at, Phil. The economy affects everybody in different ways. And the second note is the war in Afghanistan, which I was listening to. It's time to bring them home. This is over, but this is an oil thing. It always has been, and people are they don't want to admit that. It was always about oil. It didn't have nothing to do about hidden bombs and whatever else have you of mass destruction. You know, it might have started that way, but it was always an agenda for the oil. It always has been.
Mm-hmm.
War creates money. Money creates jobs for them. And then, like you guys say, when these soldiers come home, they're going to come home to what? The economy is so...
War also creates people being broke.
Exactly. It makes money for
finish,
the big corporations and forth, but it attacks the small people.
Well,
it attacks us.
See, the thing is that, like, if you go back to the days of World War II, et cetera, those wars were more, how do I say, battle savvy, where people were put to work in the mills here to build vessels and build artillery and, you know, different things like that. Now wars are more strategy. There's more IT stuff involved. So, you know, the old cliche about, well, if we go to war, we make money, you know, that needs to be, like, null and voided because we're fighting wars on totally different wavelengths than, you know, what our grandfathers did where they went off to war and the wives were working in these mills, you know. They were, you know, for, what is that, the UFO? Am I saying that right? The USO, something like that?
USO.
You know, and I mean wives and sisters and everything else, they were doing anything they could to help the military out.
Sure.
And now everything is so strategic and top secret and this, that, and the other. You don't have these, you know, booming businesses popping up all over the place in the economy to keep it productive.
Yeah, it affected people in a negative way because it's war. But yet, on the other hand, like you say, everybody was involved, the wives, the children. It made money. It actually made people get closer together because everybody bonded to protect each other. Like you say, now it's all so strategic that people just sit back, press a button, and everything happens. But it creates multi-billion dollars for the big industries. You don't think there's money being generated from this? Oh, definitely. Not for us. Not for the small guys, but for the president and everything else. Oh, my God, they're greasing their pockets like left and right. All the politicians are, and we're getting a kick in the face.
Ain't that always
well,
true?
Well, you know, it's like I said earlier, if you bend over once, you're going to bend over twice.
Oh,
okay.
Exactly.
Oh,
you're going to stop
you
with that.
Do you have this issue about bending over? Really? Bring it.
No, if you're going to bend over, man, make sure you have a cork in the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying to you?
Well, that's only if it's male to male. No. Don't drop the soap.
Oh, it just feels so good talking to you guys again. It's been too long.
So how are you doing up there in Canada?
In which way? Personal-wise?
Well, you know, a little bit of everything. I heard you saying something about, you know, you're going through some radiation and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, no, this is something I had put on the back burner for a little while because I go up and down. I get this cancer stuff, and it comes back, and then it goes away. It comes back to take a little Harley part out, you know. But I don't need no more Harley parts getting carved out of me. Radiation therapy is the best option for me at this point because the cancer on my father's side is so powerful. There was 18 kids. Two different grandmothers. Grandpa got married twice, but 18 kids, and there's only two left, my father and the eldest, Frank, Francois, and they're all dead of cancer.
Wow.
And they all died in hospital with chemotherapy. I will not
go
that way. I refuse, and I told my cancer guy that. I refuse to go that way. I would rather die on my bike. I will ride my bike until the very last second that I can't pick the damn thing up. I would rather die at home with my hair, with my family, with my people around me, and die with dignity than to die in the goddamn hospital for the last 3 months of my life suffering. Forget it. I refuse. I will not go there. So I'll do the radiation therapy. I don't lose my hair. It makes me weak, though. I get really – it really tires you out, that radiation.
Yeah, my girlfriend –
I got a comment here, and she said, as long as I'm bending over, are you going to pull my hair?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm practicing my Fifth Amendment right at this moment in time.
So bend over,
yes.
Spread the ankles.
Nothing wrong with pulling a little hair when you're having sex, man. It's a good thing.
That's only if there's long hair involved. Some women have short hair.
Well, then we'll find something else to pull on.
Spread the boobs.
The ball gag Phil's dreaming about wrapping around Nora right at this moment.
Oh! They're picking up. There's Nora and sex again. Every time I talk to Nora, she's either on the bed wearing boxer shorts. There's always something.
I am wearing boxer shorts.
You got your boxers on again, honey?
Yeah,
good for
I got
you.
My boxers on.
Good.
But, you know,
and you're on your
okay.
bed, right? Are you on the bed too?
No, I'm on the couch.
Oh, you're on. Oh, different room. I like
yeah,
that.
It's
wait a minute.
A love
wait a minute. This is a. I thought this was biker rights, not like how to.
We were talking war 2 seconds ago, and now we're in the.
And now
mode.
We're talking peace.
Well,
right?
No,
I love it.
Everybody decides. Phil wants to fly out here and spank me. Now you just sat there and said that you want to gag me or see me gag.
Yeah, and
no,
now Phil's sitting there with
a
Phil's probably sitting there with
a
fucking heart on right now going, wow, I got to get off this line here, go say hello to Nora or something. I don't know what he's thinking right now.
But. No, the reason why
no,
I was...
Because we
Phil
disputed
was...
earlier, and he said, you're looking for a spanking. I said, I dare you. You didn't have to.
It's your story. You tell it any way you want.
Yeah, okay, whatever. But you know what? You still
reason.
Don't have the balls
oh,
to do it.
Two versions to the story. Here we go. Hey, a good
wait a minute.
Spanking,
the only
you know.
Reason, the only reason why I said ball gag was because... So kept telling this before to pipe down.
What?
So I'm thinking,
I can't hear you. You're
okay,
laughing.
Okay, ball gag in her mouth.
Oh my
I don't
word.
Like the ball gag.
Oh, I really
keep you,
missed the
it'll
show.
Keep you, it'll keep you quiet.
Well, you never know, you know. And she might find a way to get out of that damn thing.
Oh.
You know what? The last time somebody put my arm up behind my back, up at the back of my head, they forgot I had an open hand, which grabbed and pulled on a set of balls.
Ouch. You're yanking
after
on Harley
when
parts?
I dug my nails in there and said, okay, are you going to let go of my arm now? And yes, I will.
Oh,
so
you were yanking on the man's Harley parts. Oh, my Lord, woman.
Well, when you have long nails that can get through denim and grab the sack and grab, pull, and twist, yeah, men will come down to my height being at 5'2".
That's
really
quite
fast.
The visual, you, Jay. You just gave us quite the visual here. I'm hanging onto my nuts right now just for
that's
protection.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That was the last time that was ever done.
Hi, Belle. But on a serious
on your
note,
nuts,
guys,
you're playing with your...
on a serious
what?
Note, everybody good? Everybody happy?
As
right, Trey,
happy
everybody
as
all right?
We can be.
Right
I'm gonna be a grand. I'm gonna be a grandmother.
Good for you.
And so am I.
Really?
Yep.
I'm gonna be a grandpa.
Yep.
Oh, you
hey,
bastard!
Hey, all right.
This is what I'm waiting for. You know, my daughter's 24, and she's got a really good man in her life, and I'm waiting to be a grandfather so bad. You know, I want to be the long-haired, black, you know, black-haired guy. I don't have no gray hairs yet, just a couple on my chin. But other than that, I want to be the cool grandpa, you know. I look forward to that real
that's
bad.
What I keep, that's what I keep saying. I'm the cool grandma.
We are, because we were born in the best generation, you know. We had the best music, the best foods in my way of thinking. We had the best brothers, best sisters. You know, we did. We lived with the best. We seen the best. And now everything's just so different now. So, yeah, we want to go out as the coolest goddamn parents, the coolest grandparents. We want to leave our mark in life as that. I know I do.
Yep, me too.
Yeah,
well,
I look
somebody
forward
said
to
if
it.
You're going
to
pull on balls, she's got long hair, and if you don't have long hair, you got nipples.
Exactly. That's
well,
why I said we'll find something
what?
Else to pull on. Exactly.
What? I didn't hear
you know?
All that.
Chew on a nipple as long as you don't bite it off. It's good, you know. Some women like that.
Well,
little,
my hair is just above my ass cheek.
You got hair on your ass cheek? What did you say?
I said no. It's just above.
What did you just say?
I said my hair is just above my ass cheek.
Oh, okay. All I heard was hair on the ass cheek. I'm like, what?
Wow.
No.
Well, my hair's halfway down my back. So hypothetically, if we ever made love, Nora, our hair would probably intertwine each other.
I'd be outside
no,
the window
I'll
going line
up in the ponytail.
I'm waiting for the movie.
I know not to grab your arm. Okay, so
I'm
you're right
exactly.
there.
Exactly.
Yeah, and my balls would be safe, so I won't get no claws in there like you were mentioning before. That's
I have
a scary
very long
thought.
Nails, and they're real. They're not fake.
I don't care if they're fake or not, man. I just don't want my nuts getting grabbed by no goddamn tiger claws.
Well,
you know,
tiger claws are good on the ass cheeks and the back.
With all this hair talk going on, there's only one song I can think of, and that's by Jake Isles.
I know. I know that one.
Oh, wow. This is fun.
Oh, God.
Like I
okay.
said, I missed you guys
Let's
a lot.
Let's get
man.
Out of, you know, boxer shorts, long hair, nipples, nails.
Let's get on a serious note
edge,
here, yeah?
Spanking, you know. This isn't Thursday night. Bill's missing
yeah.
it all, and he's going to be very upset with us because we're not, unfortunately, supervised tonight. Obviously, Art is not doing his job by supervising us.
Left.
Yeah. Question for Phil. How are you doing out there for the bike runs? Have you been hitting some pretty good ones, or what's going on?
Absolutely.
Right on. I kind
of
figured you were. I just want to hear about them, if you don't mind. Anything extra special that really come close to your heart, whatever, money raising, what? What's going on?
Saturday was.
Yeah?
Yeah. Pretty good.
Was that car wash, that girl's car wash thing you were talking about, or is that upcoming? Is that just coming up? That dealership with the two girls you were talking about?
Yeah, that's Saturday.
That's Saturday. Excellent. Mm-hmm. That sounds like a good time.
Yep, Phil's going to get some pictures of himself smiling.
Well, he's going to have to post a couple up there. There's Phil. There's Phil bent over picking up that quarter that he didn't even
yeah,
drop.
Yeah, he's bending over, all right.
But and anything special though? Talk to me. What kind of run were you just talking about here on that you just did recently?
It was Military Appreciation Day.
Oh, really? And that turned out real good.
It was at a dealer in San Marcos, California.
Uh huh.
About 5 people. Worked out pretty good, and then after that, rode down to the beach and walked around on some. They had Military Appreciation Day down there at the beach, and they had a static display courtesy of the Navy and the Marine Corps. So the
wow.
kids got to walk through all the stuff, and they got to explain how it works, and got to play with machine guns and all kinds of shit like that.
Well, that sounds interesting. That sounds great. We had one of these here last year, actually, at the air show, and we had the Canadian military, we had the American military. I mean, there was even some fighters from Russia and stuff like that. And they're very interesting, going in and out of the tanks and whatever else have you. And it, yeah, it generated quite a bit of money for the troops, and actually they raised a lot of money for the families of the troops, of course, the children and so forth, which was very nice. And they were going for a certain amount of money, and I believe, if I remember correctly, don't quote me on that, but I think they were going for $298,000 just that day, and they just blew it. It just went right up the roof. They ended up pulling $1.2 million.
Wow,
it was just,
nice.
Yeah, it was crazy fun, man. They had bike runs. Wow. We had old Honda burning, bike burnings, and oh, yeah, it was great. $5, two swings with a sledgehammer, and then they torched the bike after. And yeah, I love those. They're a good time. It's a great time.
Hey, Phil, do you do Sturgis? Do you go up to Sturgis?
I haven't been there in about 7 years because it's as full as the belly buttons, and it takes 4 hours to get one block.
Ah, okay. Well,
it's not like it used to be. It's all commercialized now.
Oh, it's
well, sick. What isn't?
Yeah. But, I mean, you go out there on your bike, you travel the country to get there, you're all sunburnt when you get there, and then you got these yuppies that come out of their campers. Some of them take their bike off their little trailers just before they get into Sturgis. They're not even sweating, and, you know, they pretend they rode their bike in. And all it is campers everywhere, you know, fifth wheels. And oh, that is not Sturgis no more, man. What happened? I mean, they should have rules. There's no campers. You want to pitch a tent, you pitch a tent. Other than that, ride hard and live the way it's supposed to be done. This commercialized shit, like Phil says, it turns you right off. It's just not the same. I don't give a shit if Alice Cooper's playing and the boys are there, everything. It's just not right. It's just, the feeling is gone.
Yeah, somebody said to flash me, so I'll smile.
They said what, Phil? Sorry?
Nora said that won't make me smile either.
It's too old.
Yeah, it's just unbelievably. It's gone. The feeling is gone. It's all shredded.
Yeah.
The last time I really had a good time there was 1988. And after that, even in 88, there was campers and stuff, but not like it is now. Like, you're weaving in and out on your bike trying to get there, you know, before the campers. So you're passing campers left and right, and you know they're not going anywhere else. You want to go to Bear Butte or whatever, you know, it's just traffic jam from campers. You got a lot of bikes, but holy shit, man. Like I said, we're weaving in and out, just skinning our knees, passing each other, you know, trying to get a good spot because you know they're going to take it. It's, you know, you're sweating to get there. To get a good parking spot or, you know, a good pitching tent spot. It's fucked up.
So when you camp out at, you have to ride into town? Nobody, like, it's too far to walk? Or is it just, like, camp all the way around the place?
Well, you don't want to walk in the Sturgis. You want to ride your bike in and be who you are. I mean, and then
right. If
you want to jump on your bike and go scooting around and enjoy the scenery and go meet your friends and whatever else have you, you're stuck in fucking traffic jam with campers.
Hey, wait, you guys know who Larry the Cable Guy is?
Yes.
Okay. A&E TV sent me a thing. They wanted to know if I'd get Larry hooked up with a club.
Larry
what?
The Cable Guy, yeah, he's funny.
Yeah, when he goes to, he's got his Only in America show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he went to Sturgis last year and I hooked him up with the club and, he had a good time.
Right on. Good for him.
I'm glad you did that for him.
I'm sure he appreciated it.
No, I got to mention on the credits that they wanted to fly me out there, but I didn't want to go.
Oh.
Wow. Cool.
And I got one
no,
the other.
It's, I mean, if
other
it,
date.
If it affects Phil that much, that he won't go.
A TV show in Japan where they wanted to get hooked up with the booze fighters during the eclipse this last weekend. So I hooked that up, too.
Yeah, I was watching that, actually, on the computer here, that eclipse thing. That was pretty huge. That's pretty huge, yeah.
But
the people in Asia are just crazy for that stuff. When it comes to their cameras and videos and stuff, they're crazy, man. They walk around with four or five cameras hanging off their necks. I mean, they've been like that for years, but now they're even worse.
Yeah, we're down to the last few minutes. So I'm gonna take this time to thank everybody for calling in. See y'all Thursday. You're all welcome back. Chat room and everything, and I'm gonna take us out with another Mike T song. This one's called One Percenter. And I'll talk to you guys soon.
You
bet. It's the Hardy Boy, Mike P. And they say I represent the 1% of the bad biker community. But I just represent freedom.
Jump on your bike.